Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
First thing I want to do when I get on here is I just want to say, fuck the Kansas City Chiefs, okay? They can suck my dick. All right, that's what I want to go ahead and say. Yes, people, it is Super Bowl Sunday. I was excited. I was happy. My team, the 49ers, bleeding red, baby, red and gold. Finally made it to the Super Bowl. When was the last time I've been to Super Bowl? 1995, was it? That doesn't count, okay? So basically, they haven't been there since I've been alive, because I was 5 years old at that point. So I don't even fucking remember that game. And they fucking lose to the cheating-ass Kansas City fucking Chiefs. God damn. What a big fuck you. Like, God is just up there just fucking with me royally, isn't he? He's just like, I'm going to give him a little taste just to pull his hopes and dreams away, little black bastard. Whatever. I fucking bitch. Yeah, as you can tell, I'm a little upset. Just a little bit upset, that's all. Just a little bit more upset, that's all. I'm so upset that I got to change this whole program up right now. I originally had different whiskeys lined up for this, and I was going to save this for the summer, but fuck it, I need it right now because I'm in a bad fucking mood. By the way, did I ever mention that I'm the godfather of whiskey? I'm JB. I'm the godfather of crowd. Nah, he don't sound like that. Nah, Cody's not here, everyone. He's out drinking on his little drinking adventures and good old San Diego, the old stomping ground of the last drop godfathers here. And I'm here alone. It's late night. It's pretty fucking late, I'm not gonna lie. I was over at buddy's house. It was kind of last minute because we had a drink session of scotch on Saturday. And then all of a sudden he said, come to my house for the game. And I just looked at him and he was like, I'm gonna make you some chicken wings. I was like, I'll be there. I go to his house, we're drinking, we're eating, we're watching the fucking Niners just choke like a motherfucker at the end of this damn game after holding the damn lead for two fucking quarters. God damn it. Fuck. And next you know what, I remembered I left my jacket over at my another buddy's house when we had our drink session on Saturday. He tells me to come on over. Next you know what, man, we're drinking back, we're eating snacks. Some seaweed snacks here. We got some Hibiki 21. We got some fucking Cavalon Vinho and Cavalon Sherry Cask. I'm like, oh my lord. Yeah, fuck that. Next thing you know, it's 11 o'clock. Right now, it's about a little bit. Well, I guess you can't consider this Monday because it is after midnight now. And I'm here. You're here with your godfather. And what I was going to do is I was going to stick to the seasons this year of doing things. But nah, I need this drink now. And I need it bad, too. And I'm willing to taste this, too. But today's episode is brought to you by... Oh, Cody gonna be mad at me for this one, but nah. He'll get a chance to get to it. I mean, if anything, I'll probably give him to him when he comes over this weekend. Because I have now an open bottle of the Four Roses Limited Edition Small Batch 2019 release. Now, I said this last year, per se, when I finally got a hold of a bottle and had a sip of it. This was whiskey of the year to me. This was really fucking good. This was probably my favorite small batch release of the Four Roses here. And I got the first one thanks to Master of Malts. I remember I talked about that when I talked about the last bite. Her and her cooking gang that she's got going on. And how they hooked me up. I won some contests. I came runner up and I won free shipping, and I think I got it a week before Christmas, so I ordered a Four Roses 2019. I was like, yeah, got it for $250. Well, I just bought another bottle off my good friend here, and I got it from him for $200. I dropped that right down on him right there, and I said, yeah, I'm taking this. We opened this bad boy up on halftime, and I was in love, and then a fucking quarter later, I was pretty pissed off, but that's nonetheless there. So, I'm going to go ahead and get into this bad boy. I do got fucking time to talk about this damn game. These motherfuckers. Okay. What was up with all the goddamn holding on Kansas? I mean, I understand that this was Miami and it was supposed to be Kansas City hometown, because you could truly see that in the fucking crowd. You can truly see that in the crowd, bias-ass motherfuckers. I ain't never coming back to Miami again. Fuck y'all. Except for my homegirls out there. Y'all cool. I love y'all. But from the start of the game, even when 49ers was ahead by 10 points, I was like, what is up with the goddamn holding here? Now, mind you, another thing, too, is this game made me realize that, and I've always been complaining about some of the rules in football, but this game really made me be pissed off at the rules of football here. When the fuck they gonna change some of these rules in here? Because there was a pass, a play, touchdown pass, too, at that. Well, not really a touchdown. It was a blockage. And I can't remember who even blocked it now. Damn, I can't remember. But either way, so the Chiefs got the ball. They're on the offense here. Through, what was it? It had to have been like 30, 40 yards or whatever. It was pretty goddamn far, I'm not gonna lie. And one of the 49ers members here blocks the catch, but he has his back facing the ball. Now, if anybody knows in football, when you're not facing the ball, it's not considered a blockage, and they automatically get the yards. So basically, they're damn near in touchdown position. I mean, this is only going to take a fucking step to get on this motherfucker. I got to tell you, now that really pissed me off. One because it was a great block, whether he was looking at the damn ball or not. But second, what pissed me off about it is, we are literally watching a fucking sport where multitudes of dudes running their fucking heads into each other. Why in the blue fuck is there a rule for you blocking the damn ball when you're not even looking at the damn thing? Who the fuck came up with that rule? Who? Please tell me who. So I can find that motherfucker and hang him by his little tiny dick.
Okay.
That is the dumbest fuck. That's like having a UFC fight and then bringing up a rule saying, hey, now. There'll be no kicks in this match now, okay? No kicks. Now let's get this mixed martial arts fight on now. What? I was blown away by this. Now, the only reason why I was blown away by this, obviously because my team, we're in the Super Bowl right now, but another reason why I was just like, I haven't seen this block in so long that it just dawned on me. That was like, yeah, that block is not allowed. And I thought it was the dumbest fucking thing ever. So that pissed me off. Then all the holding Kansas City was doing, and mind you, man, it took like four of these fools just to take down one running back, if you will, in the 49ers. And he never hits the ground. They're just holding whatever and shit. And you know, always got to stop the play. Got to stop the play. I was like, this is some straight up bullshit. But whatever. I ain't mad. I ain't petty. I fuck that. I am petty. I can give a fuck about that team. Fuck that team. Fuck that racist ass looking coach. That motherfucker looks like Colonel Sanders, okay? Cheering for his ass. Somebody told me, you gotta respect him though, man. He's been chasing this. I don't have to respect shit. Fuck him, okay? Fuck him. Yeah, I'm salty. I'm pissed right now, okay? God damn it. Shit. Okay. In baseball, my Yankees and Dodgers should have been in the damn finals of the MLB. And they weren't. The cheating-ass Houston Astros stopped that. My damn 49ers go to the fucking Super Bowl. And they should have won that. And they didn't fucking win that. Because cheating-ass Kansas City, dude. My fucking Lakers. Okay. You better not fucking get cheated out of this shit. Okay. I cannot have this many teams make it this far. Only for all of them to fucking lose. I was irritated as shit. Still irritated this shit, but either way, I had some good drams tonight, so that kind of made up for it. But whatever. That just gets me excited for more football, you know? Gets me excited for the real football league that's coming. The XFL. Yeah. Who the fuck is going to watch that? I am really curious who's going to watch that shit. Please let me know. Now, I will say, let's talk about the XFL. That starts in this Saturday, to be honest. So I'm cheering for my LA Wildcats. Rawr. shit's gonna flop like crazy. I will say, this may actually last longer than the first time, this incarnation of this league of football, if you will. But after this Super Bowl, I'm tired now. I'm exhausted. That's every year with football fans, too. They're so mentally drained from watching their team make dumbass plays, decisions, cheating-ass hometown refs and shit like that, to the point that it's like, I don't want to watch this shit no more. I need a whole season away and then come back at the end of the year and rewatch this. Who in the blue fuck is going to watch football literally a week after the biggest football game of all time? I'm sure it'll get, it's like, I'm going to be generous and say it'll probably get between 600,000 to 800,000. Shit, that might even be pushing it, to be honest, but I'll be generous about that. Now, I did a little bit of research on it, and I'm thinking that it'll definitely last longer than the first time it came around, just because it signed a 2-season contract, if I'm not mistaken. And if I'm not mistaken, it's with Fox? I could be messing that up the whole way through. But I think it's Fox, because last time it was NBC, and they didn't sign a seasonal contract with them. Well, this time they did sign it, and everybody knows that when most, especially when it comes to Vince McMahon and any of his products, them TV deals is what really keeps him in business, because those TV deals, when you got a good TV deal, that shit can keep you afloat forever, how long you want. But then again, this is Fox, and they'll cut your shit off whenever they feel like it. Although I haven't felt like Fox haven't done it in so long now. I think they've gotten rid of that stigma about themselves, but I'm curious. I think, depending on the time of this game on Saturday, I think I will watch it just to see. I mean, who knows? It could be entertaining, to be honest. But I don't think it's going to get no further than this 2 seasons. Let's be honest about that. Once this contract deal is up, that shit's going to die a horrible death. But I digress on that. That's neither here nor there. Now, another thing I want to talk about. What in the blue fuck was going on in these Super Bowl commercials? They sucked. Like ass. I'm not going to lie, I did laugh at the Lil Nas X one with the Doritos commercial. I thought that was Cowboy that was there, that motherfucker's mustache pop locked. I thought that was hilarious as hell. But the other commercials, especially the car ones. Oh, wait, I did pop out another one. They had Mr. Clean, Bounty, and the fucking Old Spice guy all in one. Mr. Clean was shaking his ass like he just got done working out. He was just like, yeah, look at my ass cheeks. Look at him. You can tell he just got butt fucked in prison. The Old Spice guy there, I mean, I'm starting to think that's not even a real human being. I'm really thinking that's just like a cardboard cutout of like perfection and perfect teeth. I'm going to go with that. But the rest of these, there was a car commercial with John Legend, and they were at a dinner party. I have no idea what the fuck they were talking about. And then all of a sudden a car just pulls up and they just drive off. I was like, that made me want to have a drink, not buy a fucking car. I think it was a Lexus commercial too at that. But, and then the halftime show. Now I gotta tell you, Shakira is about 41, 43, somewhere around there, and J-Lo is 50 years old. Them was some hot-ass Latin women right there, okay? I was watching, and I was like, God damn. Now, my problem with this halftime show is, and I thought Shakira killed it more than J-Lo. I think J-Lo was holding back, because I know J-Lo can get on that damn dance floor and break her ass if she wanted to, but I think she was holding back a little bit. Shakira had all these goddamn fireworks. You would have thought it was the Macy's Day Parade or something, the way she was shaking her ass on there. Oh, she's so fine, too. The problem I had with it, though, was it felt like I was watching highlights. It was just boom, 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 so quick. It kept going through it was just like beaming through songs like greatest hits, the snippets version. And I was like, why don't they extend this halftime show a little longer? I mean, they're paying these singers, first of all, if not thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars to perform at these things. Only to give them about, what was it, 3 minutes? 3 to 6 minutes, if you will. I mean, it's probably longer than that. It probably was like 10 minutes, but it felt like it was just going through the motions so fast that nobody really got time to do anything, and you just got to hit your favorite verse of whatever song you can think of to play. And I don't know who the fuck this dude was that came on stage for both J-Lo and Shakira. He fucking sucked. I think he's in that Cardi B song, I Like It Like That. Yeah, he was fucking terrible. He actually took the spotlight away from them women, because when I was watching that, I was just like, well, damn. I mean, I was enjoying myself, but to say, I was kind of disappointed because I was expecting full version songs, like almost damn near a concert. And this fool comes up and just kills everything. They put the camera on this astronaut looking motherfucker. He'd look like an albino spaceman. And it just really threw up everything. But I digress. Whatever. You know what? Enough talking shit now. I'm going to get into pouring this now. Look at this beautiful bottle right here. Look at this right here. Look at this. Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. The Four Roses Limited Edition Small Batch 2019. Oh my God. I am so excited right now. Now, I had a little bit of this early. I had a lot to drink earlier. I had some Duncan Taylor. I had some Battle Hill McAllen. I had some Four Roses. I had some Red Spot. Had some Dusty Johnny Walker. I had some Hibiki 21. I've had some three kinds of Cavalon. And now we go back to the gold here. Ooh, did you hear that pop right there? I know I did. Let's go ahead and pour this right here. Ooh, I gotta take my horse like a rainbow. So. By the way, it's cold as fuck today, too. Ooh. Oh my God. I've said it before, I'll say it again. That is the nectar of the goddamn gods right there. Funny enough, and I'm your godfather, so. You sit right there, beautiful bottle. You sit your ass right there. Somebody better come and stop me, because the way I'm looking at that bottle right now, I'm asleep with that motherfucker. Looking at me like that. Stop looking at me like that. You stop looking at me like that. They say Valentine's Day is coming up. And what I was going to do was my Valentine's Day edition bottles, but I switched that out because I'm in a bad fucking mood right now. I'm in my petty mode. But I will say this right here. These are the most expensive ass roses I've ever bought. Okay. And I only got fucking four. I don't even get a dozen. Ain't that a bitch? Let's get on the nose here. Ooh. Damn. As soon as you put it up to the nose, you get that oakiness to it. You get that oaky flavor. Oh. Oh my God. Definitely a higher proof. Oh. We're looking at a 56.3% right here. Alcohol percentage. Somebody do the fucking math right there. I asked him to do the math because I'm too stupid and I can't count that in my head right now. So it's 112 proof though. So I'm right, right? Hold on. Let me get my fingers out. 1, 2, 3, 4. All right, we good. So let's see. Let's. Oh, you get that cinnamon in there. That little light on the floralness right there. Oh. Oh. There's that little. There's something on that cinnamon, though. There's a little bit of spice to it. It's got that kick in it. It's like. Oh, my God. It's like the pinnacle of Four Roses. If anybody knows, Four Roses is my favorite bourbon, and I was hunting for this bottle for the longest. Now I have two of the motherfuckers. I'm so happy now. I feel like I just won the BTAC lottery or something. I know somebody just threw their fucking laptop right now. I'm like, what? How dare you compare that to the BTAC? Yes, I did. I'm going to go ahead and sip this because I'm thirsty still. It's amazing how long I've been drinking and still able to press the... I pressed the record button on this, didn't I? Yes, I did. Okay, good. Sip this. Oh my God. You know what I love about this sip? And in general, too. I love the burstness. How it just bursts into your mouth. Like, as soon as it hits the tongue, it explodes. Like a cum drop. I mean, like a lemon drop. Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh. This is insanely sweet, too. It's a little oily. But me and my buddy Christoph were talking about this earlier. He brought it up, but that he can get the rye. It tastes like a rye to him. And you know what? Now that I'm alone and I'm not looking at a fucking 49ers team, I do taste a little bit of that. I get some rye spices on that. I could be wrong because rye isn't my specialty, but I'm starting to get into rye. I'm trying to find the Willett 6-year-old rye. Oh, that's a beauty right there itself. So if anything, I gotta say, what's my favorite rye right now? It's that. But I'm not that well versed in rye as far as I know about them, but I'm just not highly into them. But ooh, you get that honey, that vanilla, the rye spices. It's like creamy, rich, and it just bursts into your mouth. It's a little oily. There's a fruit in there too. Hold on. Ooh. Oh, yeah, you definitely get the more cinnamon on that. I love how this just lingers. I love how this lingers. Most people, especially when they drink scotches and stuff, that linger in there, it tastes like feet, especially if you drink some peaty shit, which some people love, some people don't like, and I completely understand either way. I don't have a love-hate for any either one. I'm in the middle. I just like, yeah, I enjoy them. But it's like got to be rare to do something that peat, you know. I'm not just drinking that much peaty shit in like back to back like I would with some Japanese whiskey or bourbon. But, oh my God, I love that linger. It stays in the back of your tongue. It just lingers right there and it just hangs on there. And you get that cinnamon and that it's almost like a mix of oak and but it's warm too. It's nice and warm. It's not too hot. It's not too chill.
It's a non-chill factor to filtered, is it?
No, doesn't say that. Because I know the Small Batch Select, the one that came out last March, was it? I'm blanking now. It was last year, earlier this year. Oh, this is... Dude. Fucking Cody's not here. And he wanted to come, too, but I was like, nah, enjoy yourself in San Diego. Can you enjoy yourself in San Diego? Ain't no reason. Plus, no way in hell we'd be doing this at midnight together right now. Because then we'd be going on for about an hour, and I'm about to get ready to cut this show off, whatever. And I've only been gone for 23 minutes. Shut the fuck up, phone, right now. Yeah, this is, dare I say. Hold on, let me get a third sip. Oh. Ooh, it's even more creamy on the... Ooh. Ooh. It's like a wave on your tongue. Oh, my God. Oh, I have one sip left. Let's chug this thing down to the last drop. Ooh. Holy shit, this gets better with every sip. This is, without a doubt, one of the best, if not the best. Okay, I can't really say the best. I've only had 2016, the limited edition Four Roses, up to now. I've only had 2016, 17, 18, and 19. So this is better than all the other three. 2016 was my favorite before, or was it 2017? I'm blanking. It was 2017 or 2018. I didn't give a shit about. I think it might have been 2018. The 2016 I think was my favorite. This one's better than all three of those. This is better than the Four Roses Super Premium. Better than the Private Select. It's Private Barrels. Shit, it might be better than the 130th anniversary too. I'm gonna have to do a side by side. I don't think I got any more of the 130th. Gotta check the Godfather Lounge over here. Which is, by the way, that's where I'm at right now. You know, up in the Godfather Lounge. But this is, without a doubt, a 1.5. No, I'm just playing. No, this is definitely, without a doubt, the last drop. My highest rating I could possibly give this. And with that said, oof, I think it's time to get out of here now. It's late night. I need to get this show uploaded. Nah, who am I kidding? I'm about to go shower and go take my ass to bed. I'll upload this shit tomorrow. as long as it goes up on Monday, right? It doesn't matter what time, right? I never said what time these shows goes up. I just said Monday releases. So there you go. But this is it. This is the last drop right here. Join us next week. Cody will be back. We'll be here for Craft Beer Week. I had to clean my desk off here because that's going to be a two-man booth here. And right now, I'm struggling with a one-man booth, so I got to clean this off. It's been complicated as fuck working on this thing. Especially right now because I got too many fucking laptops sitting on it. So with that said, you know what? There's one more thing I want to get out. And this is why I'm super fucking pissed off now. Yeah, you thought I was going to leave. No. Hold on, I got to get this out. So Fox, that's where we watched the game at. Fox. Good old Fox. Fox. Super Bowl ends, and I'm pissed. They cut the celebration off for the KC Chiefs right away, by the way. They cut that off real quick. And only to come on was the fucking Masked Singer. I've never watched an episode of this. I've seen previews of it. I've heard people talk about it. I could give a fine fuck about the goddamn Masked Singer. I don't give a shit if it's Jamie Foxx, the fucking Kunta Kinte under that goddamn helmet. You understand me? But I will say this. What really pissed me off about it now. I go from watching my Niners scratch and claw to let's just say improve that defense of them this season, only for them to just get manhandled in that last quarter. And then for when that ends, I got to look at Nick Cannon's goofy ass face for about 5 fucking minutes before I decided, nope, I'm done. I got to get the fuck up out of here. Nick fucking Cannon, that untalented, big lip, mumble jumble looking motherfucker. For 5 fucking minutes. Mr. Get My Turban Up himself. Mr. I Bought Radio Shack. Who the fuck would buy that place, by the way? It was out of business before he even bought it. Why would you buy in a place that's going out of business already? Mr. Radio Man. Mr. Entrepreneur. Mr. Gigolo himself. This motherfucker. So fuck you, Fox. I'm glad Disney put you out of business. I'm very happy about that, because maybe they'll fire his ass. How about that? And with that said, everyone, that was the Four Roses Limited Edition 2019 Barrel Strength Edition right there. As always, fuck you, Nick Cannon. Fuck you, Kansas City Chiefs. Shit, I'm about to say fuck you, Niners, too. No, that wasn't their fault. That was them cheating-ass Miami fans. That's what it was. Yes. With that said, I am your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB. This has been the last drop. I gave this Four Roses the last drop. We'll be back next week for Craft Beer Week. Cody's going to have something special. I just know it. I know it in my little bones. It's Valentine's Day. I mean, it's Valentine's Week, you know? He's going to bring the gift of love up into the Godfather Lounge here, because that's what we're all about in here. We're all about love and pettiness. Godfather Whiskey JB here. Like we always say, livers will never be the same, and glasses will never be dry. That was a terrible-ass clink, by the way. It just does not work when two people aren't here. I mean, I can only imagine if I was doing this podcast by myself, how would I be able to end that show? But whatever. Fuck you, Kansas City, and you too, Nick Cannon.